The following KOPN podcast is made possible by the generous donations of listeners like you. Please consider a donation to listener-supported community radio, KOPN. You can donate securely on our website at kopn.org.
And welcome to Thought Crime Radio. Today we have in the studio Janelle, my co-founding co-host.
Hello.
Co-host.
Co-host.
She's a ghost, yes.
Nice to be back.
And on the phone we have Janice Barcelo, who has been on the show before, talking about natural birth. Janice, are you there?
I sure am.
All right.
Thanks for having me on the show, Rich and Janelle.
Hey, it's nice to hear your voice. Janice was on sometime in the first year that we were on talking about...
Can you guys hear me okay?
We can. The neurology of birth.
Can you hear us? Hello?
Aloha, can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you fine. Can you hear us?
Okay. Yes, I hear you fine.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, so Janice was talking about the neurology of love during the process of birth when she was on before. And since then you have...
And now I'm not hearing you at all.
Mic 4? No, you're on mic 2. Let's try that. How's that?
Apparently I'm on the wrong mic.
Is that better?
Oh, now I hear you.
Yay, thank you, because, you know, you're speaking for everybody out there. Everybody's like, we can't hear.
There's nobody there.
thank you. So I was just saying that you were on the first year of the show, and you were talking about the neurobiology of love and how that's created during birth. And then over the past year, Rich and Patricia have been talking about some very serious, bigger issues around the results of the damaging births that we were talking about, and we're glad to have Janice back today to talk to us about the mind control that is established during the process of birth. And I want to let people know that Janice is a sociologist and an independent childbirth educator, an ecstatic birth enthusiast, and prenatal and birth trauma specialist. She's from Maui, Hawaii, live with us today on the phone. She's an international public speaker and a television and radio show host in Hawaii. And you can see those on birthofanewearth.com, and we'll have those on the website, thoughtcrimeradio.net. And you can listen to her on Blog Talk. She's the founder of the forthcoming Birth of a New Earth International School for Conscious Procreation and offers workshops and lectures, as well as private counseling and support to individuals and couples interested to prepare themselves for conscious birth. She also has the Heart for Men and Fathers, supporting them to heal. She has developed and presents online teleseminars on fathers and all aspects of birth of a new earth, teacher trainings that are available through teleconferences worldwide. So we're really, really blessed to have her with us, have you with us. Yep, and so later you can hear this podcast and see her information on thoughtcrimeradio.net. So I can't hear either, Rich. I need my headphones up. I'm looking for the mouse here on the computer, and I don't have a mouse over here.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I can
hear. I am hearing you okay, Janelle.
No, I can hear you. Alrighty. So
it's a little low volume. Probably could be louder. For our listeners, if they're hearing you in the same way that I am, your voice could probably be a little bit louder.
We always have to adjust for that, and actually, that's part of the system here. So, Rich.
Yeah.
So the topic today is the mind control that's established at birth.
So yeah, Patricia and I have extensively talked about in the past the use of trauma-based entrancing in making people suggestible, the MK Ultra program that was imported to this country from Nazi Germany after World War II made extensive use of this trauma-based mind control technique. And the idea is to overload the brain with pain and trauma and put it into a state where the overwhelm is so great that basically anything can pass through the usual conscious filters and be accepted. And it, as it turns out, because of the prevalence of birth trauma in this country, it's reasonable to assume that the majority of Americans are, in fact, in a hypnotic trance, as incredible as that sounds. It is perfectly possible to be a fully functioning, you know, economically productive member of society while being under hypnosis. I mean,
I wonder if I could start the conversation by first saying a disclaimer and offering a prayer that this information be delivered in a way that people can really receive it gently and with ease, because it is information that is difficult for a lot of people. So I'm hoping to be able to find a way to articulate this in a way people can really get it and begin to think about this and how it's affecting their own families and their own relationships and their lives. But I wonder if I could start with a statement, sort of a disclaimer that allows our listeners to understand that what you're about to hear is not really for the faint of heart, because this information is extremely intense, and it can cause people to have a sense of disorientation and a deep concern for the welfare of their families and for children worldwide. It's important for us to understand it because our species has been and continues to be manipulated by very dark forces, and these forces have malevolent intentions for humanity and for our planet. But because we have been subjected to so much trauma, which in essence is a form of mind control, there's a word, the language for it is trauma-based mind control. Because of this, because of what we've been subjected to, we are unable to see what we should have been able to recognize decades ago. What we have been colluding in, and what we have allowed our babies and our children to endure, is a travesty to humankind. So the time has come now for us to lift the veil on what has remained secret and unseen and bring it into conscious awareness. Bring everything into conscious awareness, because it's been hiding in the shadows of our own subconscious minds. We all know what's happening on a very deep level, but we've been walking around almost in a catatonic state of denial of what is going on. So let's dedicate this show to all the children, to all the humans who have suffered at the hands of the sadistic, hospital-based ritual abuse. Let's dedicate the show to all of us who've been exposed to this violence, and to say that we're going to take our power back by opening our eyes and recognizing what's behind it all, what the agenda is, and how we can break free of it. That's the most important thing. And I want to just offer up a prayer to the force of creation, the loving force of creation, the creation that we see in the natural world, not the creation of this artificial, fake world that we've been a part of, but the natural force of love that exists in creation. Ask that force to be with us today, and only 100% pure love be allowed into this space, and that 100% pure love guide this conversation today, guide our thoughts, guide our hearts, guide everything that we speak and transmit to the population that's listening, so that it all comes across in love and from our hearts, that our intention is to liberate and set free, and not to create fear and not to create harm for any other human being or any other being, period, in the whole of the universe. What we want to do is to bring liberation. What we want to do is to bring awareness. What we want to do is to open people's consciousness to remembering who they are and to understanding what the hell's been going on and why things are so dark right now.
Thank you.
So I just want to thank the Creator for being with us and for even opening the space for us to have this conversation, and to please guide my speech and allow me to deliver this in a way that everybody can receive it. And thank you, Janelle and Rich, for holding the space for this too, because this is incredibly potent, powerful information we want to deliver to our listening public.
For the
now, you asked me. Let me just say, I think it would be useful to talk a little bit about how the brain works and how mind control is actually effectuated. And let me say that the human species right now is not only severely manipulated but under attack. It's very difficult to be living at this time without noticing, for example, that the military is spraying chemtrails all over us. We're being bombarded with poison. It's hard not to notice that there's poison in our drinking water, that they're filling it with fluoride and chlorine and very, very toxic materials that they are saying are okay for human consumption. It's very hard not to notice that vaccines are killing children and causing autism and causing a variety of neurological problems in our infants and in our young children, and that these vaccines contain not only the genetics of other species like monkey and kid blood, monkey blood and pig blood, and the DNA of other species that are being injected into human babies, okay, but also we are surrounded by genetically modified foods, which are causing severe reproductive problems in animals, and also causing extensive worldwide crop failure. We have babies being born in Bali, for example, from the mothers who are eating a lot of genetically modified soy because they're very poor, and that's the primary means of their diet, and their babies are being born with deformed placentas and umbilical cords. So these genetically modified foods are altering the genetic integrity of the human species, just as all of these chemicals in the vaccines and in the chemtrails and in our water supply and in our cleaning products and in regular food that we're buying at the grocery store and in everything around us, there is an attempt to genetically alter the human species. And the reason for this is because there are beings who do not want humanity to access the truth of who they are, who are doing everything in their power to separate humanity from that truth, to separate humanity from its innate ability to communicate with the mind of God and to co-create with the mind of God a planet of flourishing love. Okay? What we see is not a planet of flourishing love, but a planet that is being destroyed, and humans are participating in that process of destruction. We are destroying that which the Creator, the loving Creator, has brought forth in the world of nature and turning it into this toxic, artificial wasteland. And this is not something that we would do unless there was something severely wrong with us. And what is severely wrong with us is that we are being manipulated and interfered with on a genetic, molecular, electrical energy. The things that are coming into our field are disrupting our nervous system, disrupting the communication that's going into the brain, disrupting our capacity to be normal, fully-fledged human beings, including our capacity to fully love and be loved. All right? Love is the energy that can transmute this all. But what we have is a species that's having extreme difficulty connecting with the energy of love, generating authentic experiences of love, activating the neurobiology of love in their own systems because they have been traumatized. What these entities behind all of this understand is that if you traumatize an infant, if you traumatize a being as they enter the gateway into this dimension, what you will do is cause the reptilian brain to be overactive. The reptilian brain is the part of our brain that controls our survival. So it's the part of our brain that controls our heart rate and our pulse, and our breathing and our blood pressure and the things that we don't give a lot of conscious attention to. It is what keeps the physiological body alive and going. But when there is a threat to the survival of the physiological system, the reptilian brain will become overactive. It will become hypervigilant to threat, which means that none of the higher parts of the brain will be able to function properly. The higher parts of the brain, such as the limbic system, which control our emotions and our capacity to love and nurture our young, will not be able to function properly if the reptilian brain is overstimulated and if it is hypervigilant to threat. The same thing with the cortex, which is the next level of our brain system. Okay, the cortex and the neocortex are the part of our brain that would allow us to receive information directly from the divine mind, directly from the intelligence of the universe, and transmit and translate that data so that we can function properly in this dimension. However, what we see in traumatized beings is an atrophied cortex, a part of our brain that is not only smaller than it should be, but that is functioning at less than optimal, let me put it that way, less than optimal conditions. And this is because the reptilian brain is overactive and stimulated. And it has become overactive and hypervigilant to threat because upon entry into this dimension, we are being severely, desperately, violently attacked. Trauma is like a mild word for the attack that is happening against our species in hospital birth. And we all know, any woman that's ever gone into a hospital to give birth has some sense of what I'm talking about when I say that there's violence going on there. Right? There's not a woman that I could imagine that doesn't feel uncomfortable the minute they walk into a hospital for hospital birth. Now, if we begin to understand that there are people behind the protocols of hospital birth who understand how to create trauma, and that their intention is indeed to create trauma and to create an altered species so that that species can be easily controlled and used for the benefit of a chosen few, all right, then we're halfway through the game. We understand what's going on. I don't want to give everybody a misimpression that everybody that works in hospitals is intentionally trying to inflict harm, because I don't believe that. I believe the majority of the people working in hospitals are under a hypnotic spell and are carrying out extremely violent protocols without questioning what the hell is going on because of the hypnosis that they are under. It is a spell. The people that are behind this are occult magicians. They are superior black magic priests, and they know how to manipulate people. They understand how the human system functions. They understand how to separate the human body from the consciousness that is residing in that human body, so that what we have is like our soul is not able to fully embody in our physiological system, because the physiological system cannot receive the data. It cannot receive it because it is totally freaked out from the amount of trauma that it's been exposed to. I would like to just quote something from the Bible, from the book of Revelation, and this is at section 12.4. And the book of Revelation says, "The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour her child the moment he was born." So for those who are fond of biblical quotes and biblical stories and believe that there is truth in the Bible, it's right there. It is right there explaining to us that there is a dragon, an entity people would call of reptilian nature, that has as its agenda to devour human children the moment that they are born. Not necessarily to eat them, but to feed off of the energy of the human being. And this is what we have happening on our planet right now. Before I just keep babbling on, are you guys still there?
Yes.
We are.
Anybody have any questions so far?
I would like to, this is way beyond anything that I've heard. I mean, it's somewhat beyond anyway.
Wow.
Things that I've heard. Yeah, this is wow. but, I like to start at the empirical level because I have no personal knowledge of intention or what goes on behind closed doors in the ruling elite's power centers. But I would like to point out to the listener, what we're talking about, of course, is the well-known phenomenon of imprinting. And the imprinting process, it's not hard to believe that the power of the imprint on the human brain is even more extreme than the power of the imprint on, say, a duck or a monkey. Because in the human species, we have a combination of a narrow pelvis, because we walk upright, and a larger head to accommodate our brains. That means that the physical birth, has to happen much earlier in the developmental process of the baby than occurs in other species. And in fact, the brain grows by some massive percentage just in the first year. I don't remember what that percentage is. It's like 50% or more in the first year, which means, you know, the construction of the ongoing construction of the neural net in the brain is, you know, proceeding at breakneck speed during that first year. And it's, you know, this basically, in a sense, what we are doing in our standard hospital births is, it would be equivalent to opening the uterus of a monkey or a duck and yanking that fetus out of there and completely manipulating its environment in order to, in order to do what? I don't know, to make money or to manipulate, as you say. And
to have control over it. And I'd like to go from the empirical that mm-hmm. you look at to the experiential, the emotional, spiritual, and just to also add to the discussion that, you know, each of us are some sort of energetic being. I mean, when we leave this body, something leaves, something comes in. So we each experienced this gateway portal that Janice mentioned, and that is we come through a woman and we come into this earthly dimension. And each of us experience that, and how we experience that does through imprinting. And it does in the limbic system and the reptilian brain imprint and define what our life is going to be like here, and then we act it out.
Yeah, it's like the neural.
We live it. We live the trauma, and we have to really, as Janice said in the beginning, get in touch with who this is about. This is about babies. This is about humanity, and that each of us experienced it, and most of us have experienced it. We've experienced it giving birth. And today we'll be in the hospital watching babies through the window being brutally treated in their first moments of life on this planet, and it imprints and it defines them. And then this wholeness that Janice is going to start talking about, I think, we each have this wholeness. We're each searching our whole life for this wholeness. To get out of the brainwashing, to get out of the trauma, to stop traumatizing other people, to stop feeling traumatized on our planet, to feel that there's enough, that we're safe, that we can be in connection. And I want to give Janice back the mic so that she can continue, because what she has to say is pretty profound.
I think it's extremely important to note that Part of the way that the manipulation begins is by encouraging human beings to move away from their primal origins. And so we're talking maybe 1,000 years ago at the most, when human beings gave birth in the natural world. Maybe we're talking 200 years ago when human beings gave birth inside of structures that they created, inside of dwellings that they created in which to live, okay? It's only in the past 100 years or so at the most that we have been encouraged and completely brainwashed to believe that we should walk into a completely technological, artificial, extremely toxic, disease-ridden, death-decaying environment and give birth to our children. In this same environment, we are being surrounded by not only the artificial sounds which cause terror, sounds like that are coming through fetal heart monitors, for example, that keep the mother continuously stressed out throughout the birth because that is not a natural sound, and it is totally based on fear. All the banging and clanging of metal, all of the instruments of violence that are used to cut open women's bodies and to cut off pieces of skin on baby boys, on their penises, okay, violent tools that are surrounding us. We're talking extremely hideous surroundings.
And you're talking
that we are being told we should walk into in order to bring our children into this world.
And we're also talking about an energy
where... And families
where
are buying this. Families are accepting this as reality, as truth.
Sorry.
That this is okay. All right? That in itself should begin to indicate to us how much we are under a mind control still and how much we have accepted this completely insane thought as legitimate. All right, if I said to you that what we're dealing with are black magicians, black occult magicians, and I'm going to say the word satanic right now, trying not to put people into fear, but to say that Satan in himself, okay, is nothing more than an entity of energy that was invented by human thought. Okay, that entity of energy has right now a great number of people in very high positions in our society, including government positions, presidential positions, military positions, those running big pharma industry, those running hospitals, okay, who are involved in a form of religion that feed energy to that entity that they have created through their own thought. As soon as we take our energy back, as soon as we turn our faces away and our consciousness away from that kind of a creation, a miscreation of human thought, then it has no more power. But first, we have to look it right in the face and say, ew. Okay, humans have created that entity, and there are humans who are worshiping that entity, and they are worshiping that entity as a means of creating chaos and destruction in our dimension, as a means of erecting a reality that is in total contradiction to the reality that is of God. Okay, let's just say there's some entities that wanted to prove that they had as much power as God, and so they decided they're going to erect a reality, and that's the reality most of us have been brought up in, which is completely artificial and completely structured in a way to separate us from the natural world, to separate us from the mind of the real creator, the creator of love. All right? That entity, Satan, is being fed during satanic rituals, all right, which are black magic rituals. They are rituals that are being enacted for the purpose of casting spells over humanity and keeping them in a trance. And those spells are getting played out all around us in the forms of courtrooms that have nothing to do with justice, all right, in the form of television, in the form of hospital births and everything that's going on in the medical industry and causing people to hand over their power for wellness to an industry that is totally built to kill them, to poison them. and most of us are going along with it. Most of us have agreed that this is a reality that is real, and that we are going to participate in and even hand our children over to. So this form of religion that people at very high levels in this artificial system, okay, as I said, high levels of government, high levels of the medical industry, big pharma, the military, other places in the media, these people have decided that they want to play the game in this artificially constructed reality, and that they are willing to play the game and to have power in that artificially constructed reality. And in order to have the power in that reality, they participate in this very vile form of religion. And the vile form of religion, I don't want to scare people, but it does involve trauma-based mind control. It does involve ritual sexual torture. And it does involve human sacrifice. All right. People that are involved in satanic rituals are drinking human blood and eating human body parts in order to acquire the spiritual energy from the human beings from whom they get the blood and the body parts. All right, they believe that if they steal energy from other human beings, that they will experience power and benefits in this artificial material world. All right, they also feed the blood and the body parts to their deity in order to give that artificially constructed entity form, in order to make that entity more real. I don't know if this is making sense to people, but this is exactly what is going on.
I
say to you flat out that the protocols of hospital birth are satanic-based, I am telling you the absolute truth. And I'm also going to tell you that I knew this when I was incarnating into this dimension. I knew when those people stole my placenta and when they cut my umbilical cord with all the blood that was still pulsing through it and stole my cord blood, that what they were doing was trying to snatch my soul, to snatch my life force energy in order to feed themselves and the deity that they're worshiping. What's going on with the placenta is of critical importance, because the placenta and our baby's cord blood are being used for extremely dark purposes. And one of the most important things that we as a species can do, if our children's placenta was taken at birth and their cord blood was stolen by having that umbilical cord cut too soon, is to do some kind of prayer, ceremonial prayer, to call our baby's energy back to our baby. Because this is part of what makes our children grow up in the way that they do, unable to fully understand who they are, unable to fully connect with source energy, and to become puppets in the hands of the puppeteers who are calling our youth into the military, calling our youth to kill people for no reason. For no reason. It makes our children extremely easy to manipulate and to get them to comply with the machinations of the forces of darkness. If I say to you that circumcision is ritual satanic-based, ritual sexual torture, that should seem obvious to anybody that has ever seen a video of a circumcision, and especially to those poor boys who have now become men who are suffering as a result of the torture that they were subjected to before they were 8 days old. I want to tell a quick story here, because I recently read this on the blog of a Jewish man who had been circumcised as a young boy. A rabbi came to his parents' home to circumcise him when he was an infant and to indoctrinate him into a very dark system of religion. And this man, this adult man, has had recurring nightmares for most of his life. And in the nightmares, he was constantly seeing a long bearded goat that was eating its way through the wall of the bedroom and its ultimate target, the ultimate target of that beast was that child, that that beast was coming to take bites out of the flesh of that child in this man's dream. Okay? To me, it's very interesting that this man is dreaming of a goat, because goat is a symbol of the bearded god Baphomet. Okay, he's a goat god, and he's one of the deities that Satanists worship. Okay, so although this man in his blog understands that the long-bearded goat is also a symbol of the Jewish rabbi, the Mohel, that came and cut his penis, a piece of his penis off, because the guy had a long beard, he's dreaming of this guy in a form of a goat, which indicates that some part of his subconscious mind understands that he was subjected to satanic ritual torture.
So
when we look at things,
Denise,
I'm sorry. Did you want to say something, Janelle?
Yeah. And I'm not sure where. I had several thoughts. So I was wondering if you could sort of connect or bridge this gap between talking about, on one hand, the satanic ritual and the blood drinking and taking of tissue, which I think Rich and Patricia have talked about some of this on the show with a few guests, that some of this is going on. And it's something that we think in our culture, that doesn't happen, and I don't know about that, and I never hear about that. If you could bridge that with what's going on at birth, because I think the freak out happens here. Just
all right, let me
just
bridge
acknowledging
that by
what's going on.
Each week, Christians are going to church and participating in a ritual in which they are encouraged to eat and drink the body and blood of another human being. Just something for people to consider. All right, that is a form of satanic worship. And Christians are being encouraged to view it as quite normal. And we're also, as Christians, being encouraged to accept ritual human sacrifice, because we are worshiping a deity that has died on a cross. Okay, and we watch this deity nailed to a cross, bleeding to death, with a crown of thorns in his head, and we wear that on our bodies. And, you know, crosses on our bodies, and we put these crosses all over our homes. And this is a form of accepting ritual torture as normal and as part of what, you know, part of what the creator of love would even conceive of, which is insanity in itself. So something for us to consider, okay? If we take it one step further into the protocols of birth, okay, we know that the placenta is a human body part. Okay, we know that the cord blood of babies would be a delicacy to entities that are practicing this very sordid form of religion. They are fond of sacrificing and drinking the blood and body parts of infants and prepubescent children, because they feel it's the purest and most powerful form of energy that they can derive. Now, I know hospitals are saying that placentas are medical waste. And I know that hospitals are saying that the cord blood is being, well, they are selling it. Okay, it's a cord
right.
blood banks.
And foreskins.
You know, have written articles about the sale of babies' cord blood to blood banks. Well, where's it going? Who's benefiting from these blood banks? We have to ask ourselves these questions, and we have to not look outside of ourselves for the answers. Okay, because the answers are inside of us. When we begin, as I have, to really accept that this is going on, then the answers will come through us.
But you're not saying that hospital directors are sitting somewhere doing this.
They tried to snatch the soul of my baby. They tried to snatch my soul when I came in, and I knew that they were doing it. I knew it as an infant. I knew it as I entered the gateway into this dimension.
Janice?
Yes?
I would like to try to bridge the conceptual gap here between magic or whatever it is that you mean by the word magic, and something that physical-based beings are willing to accept or at least entertain. When you say black magic, what exactly, how does that interface with modern Western scientific dogma? Is there an interface?
I guess the first thing that enters my mind as you ask the question is if you watch television, for example, and you are exposed to continual violence and scenes of destruction of the earth and advertisements for medicine, okay, if you could think of that as a spell that's intended to control what people think about, and to control, when we control human thought, okay, we are controlling how humans create reality. Because human thought actually does create reality, right? If you can control the thought of enough human beings, you can control what gets outpictured in reality. Okay, so if you've got enough humans focusing on taking drugs, for example, on buying toxic food, on getting to the hospital to have their babies, on watching all the violence on television, what you have is a completely mind-controlled species. Right? The media is one form of a spell that's being enacted. When we walk into hospital birth, the spell is being created through the use of drugs. A big part of how they work with mind control is they introduce drugs, they introduce torture, and the torture is usually sexual-based torture.
Also,
right? they introduce a variety of things that really mess with people's minds.
Also, sensory deprivation, which is the CIA's part of the CIA's recipe for psychological torture, is sensory deprivation.
Separating the mother baby.
Right.
That's it. When you break down the bond of love, yes, exactly. When you try to interfere with that, you're interfering with the physiological potential of that entity by breaking its ability to generate love, the neurobiology of love. And it's intentional. There's no mistake about that. There can be no mistake about that.
Well, that's the question
I have.
They know
exactly what they're doing.
That's the question I have, Janice, and we have about 14 minutes just to let you know, because time does fly. But I'm sure people out there are going, who? Who is they? Who's doing this? Like, where does it... People don't want to believe it. That there's somebody out there who actually... at some point has said, let's do this.
But, and you know, on a couple of previous shows, we've had John Zielinski on, who used to be a mainstream journalist, he published in a number of major newspapers and has written several books. Has a movie out now, at least a movie about him.
Right.
But he became blacklisted after he started talking about the reality, the well-documented reality that orphans and foster children are being kidnapped off the street and used for nefarious purposes in mind control and sexual manipulation of powerful people like politicians and military types in Washington, D.C., and this is all extremely well documented and has been published in major newspapers and then hushed up within a week or so. He has talked about asking various policemen in Iowa in particular about satanic ritual ceremonies that happen in remote areas of Iowa. And he's been shown some of these places that have satanic symbols written on the walls, and he's had police describe to him the drinking of human blood and all this other stuff going on.
Okay, so how does that, Janice, in the last minutes and what you want to cover, how does that translate into it actually happening, that we're all doing it, and we're all doing it we're doing it. If we work in a hospital setting, we're doing it and we don't even know it. We're just doing what we trained.
That's right.
And we had a good heart. We wanted to go become a nurse or a doctor or a doula or a midwife, and now we're doing this. And people go to the hospital thinking, my baby's going to be safe here, and people are going to take care of me. And, like, how do we get there? What's that about?
I'm not sure. I wanted to answer your other question first, which was who's doing it. And I have to answer the question that we need to look to the top families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. It's my understanding through the Anastasia books, which anybody can find at ringingseers.press, that there are basically six people that have generated this whole thing, okay, and that these people have had long-standing dynasties, but that they continue to live because they understand the principles of reincarnation. And so they are still with us on the planet today. They existed, 5,000 years ago when this whole artificial reality began to be created. And those are the ones that we need to be paying attention to. Of course, the head person, the high priest, is going to remain well hidden. But all of us that are able to connect with the truth of who we are will be able to see him in our own inner mind, and should be directing as much energy to neutralize his attempts as possible. Because his attempts, he spends most of his day in thought about how to construct this artificial reality. And it's really, they've done a great job. They use the power of imagery in the same way that the people created this entity, Satan, through the power of imagery, right, through the power of human thought. They erect this entity in space, and that entity only has a life as long as there's human thought focused on it. Okay, the same thing with this reality that's been constructed through these very clever people who understand occult practices, who understand on how to use the power of imagery to generate a reality, and have gotten us all involved in generating that reality. We need to break free of that, and we need to seek internally to see these beings, to see who they are, and to use our thought to neutralize their attempts. And you know what? In the Anastasia books, it's beautiful to visualize the earth constantly using our attention to visualize the earth as a flourishing garden filled with happy families who understand the keys to preserving love in families forever, who understand that the key to us being fully human involves not only the preservation of love in our families, but involves our capacity to be one with the natural world, our capacity to communicate with the divine mind, and to start using the power of our thought to see that world. That is the world that is intended by the original source of creation, and that is the world in which we came from. And that is the world our heart is all longing for, all of us, our longing for a world filled with love, our longing for a world filled with a pure environment that's not being poisoned by beings that do not have good intentions. And we have the power to create it. We have the power to overrun these six pathetic individuals who understand imagery.
And their lineages, right?
In their lineage. They pass it on through lineage, exactly. All right, but they're also passing it on by playing on human weakness and encouraging those who would be led by a desire to have power over others, to participate in these rituals and other things. So when you're looking at government officials and stuff, it's likely that they've been participating, not all of them, but many of them, because they have been befuddled enough to think that they're going to be finding happiness in the artificial world of the material. And so they participate in these rituals to gain power and to gain benefits in that world. Right, but they're all human at heart at some level. Although most of them have been severely traumatized, even participating in these rituals is extreme trauma to watch, people get murdered, to watch babies get murdered, to participate in the drinking of human blood and body parts is traumatizing.
Well, and it's traumatizing, I think,
it's horrific.
To be in the hospital setting and to be bombarded now with the information that tells us that what's been going on in the hospitals is damaging, and yet you're being told that this is dangerous and the hospital protocols and the money, all those things. Like, to be that person, that's got to be very... It is traumatizing to be a nurse or a doctor and know that this is wrong and I can't stop it myself.
This is all based on fear, fear of... You know, it's very much like our current political situation, where the war on terror is really, it's a war of terror. It's based on fear. It's based on inculcating fear in the American population so that the people who actually carried out 9/11, for instance, can continue to funnel vast quantities of taxpayer dollars into worthless wars. And I do need to do a quick PSA. I should have done it about 20 minutes ago. Can I take about 3 minutes, okay?
And then after that, you're going to have about 2 minutes to close out, Janice.
Okay. Well, okay.
It goes fast. I wish you were here.
It does.
We keep going.
So fast.
Some of the funds for this program are provided by listener support and a donation from the Columbia Housing Authority. The Columbia Housing Authority provides affordable housing options and services that help youth succeed in school and life, promote family self-sufficiency, and enable seniors and persons with disabilities to live life independently. Located at 201 Switzer Street, the Columbia Housing Authority can be contacted at 573-443-2556.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Opening minds for over 30 years. This is 89.5 FM, KOPN, Columbia, the Imagination Station.
And we are back on Thought Crime Radio with Janice Barcello, talking about trauma-based mind control, Satanism, and common obstetrical practices in the United States.
Redefining all of that.
Yes.
I'd like to add just one more protocol that I think people really need to be aware of, which is the fetal heart monitor, and especially the fetal heart monitor that is screwed into the baby's head, because these energies understand that it is true that very soft part in the baby's head, that the baby is receiving a download of information as it's coming into this dimension, a download of information from the divine mind. Okay, and so when they screw that screw into our baby's head, ostensibly to monitor the heart rate, it's really to interfere with that communication and to cause extreme pain and trauma in that part of the body, which would otherwise be able to absorb a tremendous amount of knowing about who that baby is. So be aware, if you're a mother that's about to go and give birth in a hospital, that pretty much every single protocol, induction, augmentation, breaking of the waters, Pitocin, epidural, I could go through a whole list of protocols that are specifically intended to undermine the neurological integrity of that baby, to undermine that baby's connection with the divine mind, to break the bond of love between the baby and the mother and the child, and to undermine the power of the father as well. Every one of these protocols is specifically for the purpose of separating us from who we really are and undermining our capacity to be fully human. So we have to be vigilant to protect our children as much as possible from these protocols, and if at all possible, to stay away from the hospital and to give birth in a setting that is safe and that in which we will be surrounded by love instead of fear. For those who are working in hospitals, it is extremely important to get hip to what you are participating in. And at some point, whenever you are ready in your being, to walk away from participating in the abuse and from participating in these rituals. These rituals are not rituals of love. They are rituals that are intended to bring harm to our species. And the only thing we can do is to turn away from them or choose to be a beacon of light in that environment. I don't know how, when we become conscious, that we could stay in that kind of an environment. But if it is possible and people feel the need to do that, then we do need beacons of light in that environment.
We sure do, and I know some. I know a lot of them. I just wanted to say that what you were saying about the fetal heart monitor, scalp monitor, was really touching to me because I'm only an N of one in this, but my son who was gestated and even breastfed and all the attachment parenting things before and after his birth, he was a soldier. He had a fetal scalp monitor. So I think it's really important to recognize what Janice is telling us about these violations of the fetal monitor, the robbing of the cord blood and the placenta and the suctioning and the breaking the membrane. The membranes of the babies, the placenta is the babies, the sticking things in their brains. It's sad. I really appreciate you being here. And we're running out of time, as usual.
People have a hard time believing this actually goes on, but it is the case that they attach this device to the baby's head by screwing in a sterile stainless steel screw into their scalp.
And I was never asked.
And they first have to stick their hands into the gateway, a woman's vagina, in order to get that screw into the baby's head. So women are actually being violated on a grand scale by having people walking in and out of the room, shoving their hands in her vagina, you know, to insert things, to see how much the uterus is dilated, and a bunch of all other crap. All right, she's being exposed to sexual violence, episiotomy. They're cutting her vagina open as the baby comes in. We're talking, it's ritual abuse.